Today I'm joined by members of the Tombstone FFA chapter in Arizona, Tabitha Friend, Emily Addington, and Casey Harris. So first, tell us about your chapter's main project.
Main project probably be our antelope project right now.
Through the antelope project, we monitor antelopes. We monitor their breeding grounds and their fawning grounds. We also have to check the level of the grass, watering, and feeding facilities to make sure that they're being used or how we can better help the antelope. We also do water testing to check for E. coli, make sure waters are safe for antelope. And one of our biggest things is doing fencing. We take regular barbed wire fencing and we move the bottom strand up 18 inches off the ground and replace barbed wire with smooth wire so the antelope can crawl under because they cannot jump fences.
So what progress are you making on your project, and is this a long-term project?
It's a pretty long-term project. Right now we're starting to do our GIS maps. We can put different marks or points on the map, and that tells us the fawning points or how much fawns were sighted this year, where antelope was sighted, where's water at, the different fence lines. We can even get down to the antelope's trail and track them down that way, and we also have collars on them as well.
Well, your chapter received an environmental grant for your project. Tell us how the environmental grant has helped.
We have bought GPSs to help track where we spot antelope and fences that we've modified. We have also got a new camera to help us document what we find, binoculars to help watch for the antelope, and range finders also.
What difference have you seen that this project has made in your community?
It's helped us reestablish the antelope population in it, and it's also helped us take out some of the pest control, I guess you could say, with coyotes and all that originally took the population down and really started to harm them.
You've been working with the Arizona Game and Fish Department on the project, so tell us a bit about this partnership.
Hereford in our city helped us get partnered up with them, and they really helped us a lot throughout this project. They also partnered us up with the Arizona Antelope Foundation, Game and Fish Department, and the different local groups.
What have each of you learned from this project?
I've definitely learned a lot more about the pronghorn antelope, more about their eating habits, and like just more everything about them in general. And it's fun to watch just because we are such a small school and we haven't gotten a lot of recognition. And so it really meant a lot, and it meant a lot to be there because not a lot of people get this experience because it happened like the last time this happened was 50 years ago, so being part of this was a very big opportunity.
I've learned a lot about the history of the area because antelope were native here, so we had to learn to better track and monitor our antelope. We had to learn a lot about their habits, and I think that was pretty important. We've also learned about a lot of really big organizations in our community and around the state, and so I think that was a really good opportunity also.
I enjoyed it a whole bunch because I got to learn more about a native species to Arizona, specifically Elgin area. We also learned a lot about how the Arizona Game and Fish Department captures the antelope, and we've done a lot with mapping, and so we've learned a lot about how to do mapping and what's involved in it.
Well, I've enjoyed speaking with each of you. Thank you so much for your time. That was Tabitha Friend, Emily Addington, and Casey Harris of the Tombstone FFA chapter in Arizona.